I think that's an honor to be someone's background noise. That, like, I've been really, like I told you guys, I've been having some struggles, and, you know, just mentally. And Big Fatty, for whatever reason, Big Fatty Online helps make me feel a little bit happier. And so, for instance, today I actually listened to old episodes of Big Fatty all day long while I was working. Because I worked on Labor Day, because I'm going to be off on Thursday and Friday. And so I have things that I need to get done. And so I'm working. Or I worked. I'm done now.
Trademark Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I listen to old episodes of Big Fatty all day long. Ah! I'm done now.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4653. BFO for Wednesday the 10th of December 8th, 2025. Y'all. Say it with me. Well, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we've got some voice letters, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And Chili Willy, good morning to you. Big Fatty, what happened? I don't know. Hello, snowbirds. Big Fatty, maybe you swallowed a snowbird. Maybe. Hi, everyone. I hope your hot day is going well. Y'all, you're snowbirds today, because y'all, it's cold. It is cold and fatty, because y'all, as I record this, a little after... high noon, y'all, it's 45 degrees in Fat Acres. Y'all, that's cold. And I know some of you are going, oh, that's when we put on our short pants and then white feet of t-shirts. Well, not in Fat Acres. But y'all, speaking of snowbirds, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, someone that we miss seeing dearly here at the villa, y'all, that was that. Yay! Ron! And then after him was Mr. Moose himself, Big Fatty and Bunny Rabbit. No, not that Mr. Moose. Mr. Moose P. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. He had a dusting at his house, and he's feeding the deer, he is. And y'all, then finally, y'all, he's up there in the northern Mexico. He knows what cold is. Y'all, it's the turnip head. Yes, Big Fatty, our favorite root vegetable.
For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo are asking you to stay in the treasure house today.
Dear Gussie, y'all, we're back to our wicked official. It's the official Advent mock and calendar. And y'all, we're looking for number 10 today. Let's just see. Oh, there's number 10. Y'all, it's in the bottom right-hand corner. And y'all, it's the envelope says Marvelous Munchkin Land. And y'all, we're going to open it up and see what we got here in Marvelous Munchkin Land. Oh, Big Fatty, there are cards. Y'all, there's a card of the Tin Man. It's like a gift tag of the Tin Man. and the Cowardly Lion and the Scarecrow. You know, now I won't spoil it, but we all know who the Scarecrow eventually turns out to be. Yes, Big Fatty, don't spoil it any more than you've already ruined it for everyone anyway. Well, I'll try to not do that anymore. No, Big Fatty, you can't help yourself. This sounds like a scurrying crema music. It does sound a little scurrying, almost crema. You know, the crema train has that kind of feel to it. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, not long after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, old Veda sent me a message. Says, Big Fatty, I am home. From getting the jalopy some new tires. And so, y'all, we recoded the LFC, and y'all, something's going on with my iTunes. Because, y'all, it downloads everybody else's little show except for the BFO. It won't download the BFO. Big Fatty, tell everyone how to do that. We all want our iTunes not to download the BFO. Well, I don't know. But y'all, I can't figure out why it's just doing the BFO. Y'all, I even unsubscribe. Big Fatty, tell us how to do that too. Y'all, I resubscribed and it still downloads other little shows. Although it has not downloaded a Crooked Hat show this week. Big Fatty, he's on FMLA. Well, I thought that was from the Spec Factory, and I didn't realize he was taking FMLA from doing his little show. Oh, Big Fatty, it's all-encompassing. He's not allowed to leave the bed. Oh, so he's interning for the old gal. Well, maybe something like that. But anyway, it was a soup night. It was a soup night. I finished up my soup that I told you about yesterday, then of course I watched the TV machine. Y'all, I was catching up on the Jeopardy, so that was kind of nice. And then I turned on the sports ball at 8 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, it was just kind of on in the background, kind of the background noise, kind of like what Big Fatty is to old Crooked Hat. Yes, Big Fatty, is not just Crooked Hat, but anyway. So I had that on in the background, and then y'all, about, I don't know, it was probably about 8:45, y'all, I went to bed. Y'all, it was supposed to go below freezing. I did cover the ferns in Fern Gully, so they were prepared. Y'all, it was cold outside when I was doing that too. But anyway, and y'all, it's been cloudy. And you know when it's just kind of cloudy and dreary? It just kind of looks cold outside and it feels cold too. But slept like a baby. Y'all got a, I think I got a 98 score on my sleeping, and y'all, I got up on Tuesday morning, and had my coffee, I meant to tell you, on my way back from Hatlanta, y'all, I stopped. I decided I wanted, I was a little peckish, and I decided I wanted some of the Colonel's chicken fingers, and And so I stopped, and y'all, I was thinking, you know, instead of a dipping sauce, maybe I'll get some of the brown gravy. Y'all love the brown gravy from the KFC. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, I pulled around to order, and y'all, they were offering a holiday meal of the chicken fingers along with the potato wedges and and a biscuit with a gravy flight. Bee, Freddy, that has you written all over it. It does. And it was a Southwest cheddar gravy. Y'all, it's basically nacho cheese. It wasn't sausage gravy, but your white pepper gravy. The brown gravy. So I got the gravy flight and everything. And y'all, it's delicious. And I had I only had the brown gravy then, and I had the cheese. On a Monday, I dipped my cheese toast in the Southwest cheese, and y'all gave it a little bit of a kick, a little kick. And then I, for my breakfast on Tuesday, I sliced that biscuit open and toasted it, and I dipped it in that white pepper gravy. Y'all, absolutely delicious. You know, yes, Big Fatty, gravy runs through your bones. Well, not your bones, your veins. Yes, it does run through my veins. And, oh, y'all, the other thing I forgot to tell you, you know, before I left, I think the decorating count was 142, I say, chew, in fat acres. And, y'all, on Sunday, when I counted, it was 218. So, y'all, fat acres is in high crema spirits right now, and that's good. And but anyway, after I had my breakfast and read my e-paper and of course watched Miss Gail King while I still can, y'all, I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did fat acres, y'all? I went up to go to senior size class, and they weren't there. And y'all, I think Tuesday was our crema get together, and y'all, I had forgotten all about it, and so I just went ahead and finished the big circle, and I came back here, had a little snicker snack because I had missed the start of the party. Y'all, they were going to there's an Oriental buffet that I think they go to every year. But anyway, I'll see them on Thursday. And did that, came back. And y'all, have been peddling around the villa here. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Today, the 10th of December, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person. He came, I think, a couple of times to that Pride 48 out there in Las Wages. If I remember correctly, he had a relative pass away this year, so he may be going through a year of firsts as well. If not, it was very recently. Y'all, he's one of those quiet ones. You know, I always warn you about those quiet ones. Y'all, just as sweet a person as you'll ever want to meet. And y'all, I think he's up there in those northern states, so he's probably a snowbird too. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Kingsley. Big Fatty, we love Kingsley. Kingsley, we do indeed. So y'all, if you see Kingsley on any of the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Oh, Merry Christmas!
Good morning, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
As I'm sure you can tell from the caller IDs, this is Shy Tom. And today is my special day. I heard my birthday wishes from y'all on the little show. So thank you very, very much. And I'm honored that I only share my day with toilets. How special is that? It is going to be a great day. So thank you very much, and learned a lot from mechanicals, and also learned that I believe you were called Big Sexy. So I guess we should say, everybody say good morning, Big Sexy. And anyway, thanks again for the birthday wishes. You and Poodle have a great day, and thanks for the birthday wishes. Bye.
Oh, dear. I see y'all. That, of course, is Shy Tom, husband of Randy, up there in the penis Slivania. Y'all, I guess they're snowbirds also. I've had that voice letter for a while. Shy Tom's celebration was back on November the 19th. So, Tom, I'm sorry I'm a little late getting to your call, but always lovely to hear from you. And you and Randy, stay warm up there. Yes, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty, it's Scotty Rossi Butler. Just a warning, this phone call could be as long as a Kathy Bacon call, so don't play it at the end of your episode.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Scotty, and Scotty, thank you so much for the call, and especially for the warning that it was going to be an extended voice letter because I absolutely would have run out of time before I could get it all played today. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, let's see. I don't want to diminish the importance of the things I've gotten in the mail. Y'all, I still have the card from Shy Tom and Randy. And I promise I will open these cards this week. And I got one from Matt, Spanking B Alpha, Big Gay Sex Show. And y'all, I got a package from the Lesbyterian Delivery Service. And y'all, it's from Moose. But I'm not going to open it today either because I don't have time to do that as well. So y'all, Big Fatty, it's kind of like a tune in next time to find out if Big Fatty will actually open the cards and if he'll actually open the gift ad from Moose Peas. Same fat time, same fat channel. Dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Several things going on that I'll let you know about later on, but I'm not going to bring it up right now. Big Fatty, that's a teaser. Well, I guess. But anyway, y'all, I will be heading to the Bonds East. Y'all, they do have the crema prime rib on sale, so who knows, that may be for right at Fatty's. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat, and Adam, we miss hearing you. What you been doing instead of podcasting?
I listen to old episodes of Big Fatty all day long. I'm done now.
Oh, you whoops, yeah. Yeah, we're done now. We'd be done now, too, if we listened to this.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.